listening to Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl and CD Show on WDGY. Every time that I look in the mirror. And now for Aerosmith, The Early Years on Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Vinyl Radio Show.
Mr. Zero.
And I'm Missy Mars.
This week, Aerosmith, The Early Years. You just heard Make It from January of 1973 from their first album.
Vocalist Steven Tyler was born Steven Victor Tallarico in New York City, 26th of March, 1948. He was in a band, Chain Reaction, in the mid-60s. Mr. Zero, didn't you meet them?
I did meet Steven Tyler downtown in Minneapolis at a hotel. He refused to sign anything unless you told him your name. And then he signed his name right through your name. And this chick was really drunk next to me. And he looks at me and he goes, I hope she's not driving.
So on lead guitar, Joe Perry was born Joseph Anthony Pereira in Lawrence, Massachusetts on 10th of September, 1950. Drummer Joey Kramer was born in the Bronx in New York City on the 21st of January, 1950. He came up with the name for Aerosmith based on a Sinclair Lewis novel. Didn't you meet him too, Mr. Zero?
Yeah, he was there with Steven Tyler at the same hotel. He was pretty cool. Coming up now, SOS Too Bad from their second album, Get Your Wings, in March of 1974.
Space is free.
You just heard Toys in the Attic from April of 1975, Aerosmith's third record.
Bassist Tom Hamilton was born in Colorado Springs on the 31st of December in 1957. He was in a band with Joe Perry before Aerosmith. The guitarist Brad Whitford was born in Winchester, Massachusetts on the 23rd of February 1952. I had the pleasure of seeing Aerosmith for the first time. I swear I was right around 15 years old. I went with my mom at the Target Center. It was nosebleed seats, worst sounding place ever. But I was so excited just to be seeing my very favorite five people in the whole universe on stage, about the size of ants.
Coming up now from May of 1976 from their fourth album, Rocks, Lick and a Promise. Aerosmith formed in Boston, Massachusetts in 1970. They have released over 24 albums and over 60 singles. I myself have seen Aerosmith at least three times, 1998 in Ames, Iowa, 2001 in Minneapolis, and November of 2003 when they filmed Dick Clark's Rock and Roll New Year's Eve. Coming up now from their fifth album, Draw the Line, in December of 1977, the David Johansen song, Sight for Sore Eyes. We'll be right back. You just heard Chip Away at the Stone live from October of 1978 from Aerosmith Live Bootleg.
This show is recorded at Wishing Star Studios, sponsored by Jambots, Railroad Train for Android and iOS. And Mr. Zero's 55113 in Roseville. Music, toys, movies, and games. Hear back episodes on MrZeros.com/podcasts.
Coming up from their 1979 album, Night in the Ruts. If you switch around a couple letters, you get what it really means. From November of 1979, Cheesecake.
Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello. Mr.